The Lord's had me preaching and ministering differently the last few years since I was here. But one of the things that the precious Spirit of God has dropped in my heart, and that is the one thing that hinders us from getting our prayers answered. For some, it may be more than one, but I feel in studying the Word of God, there's one major thing we have to deal with so that we can continue to get our prayers answered. Now, Jesus taught, everyone that asks receives. Someone said, but I'm not receiving. Well, Jesus didn't lie. If you're not receiving, there must be something trying to hinder us. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be hindered. Say it again, don't be hindered. And so we thank God for the fact that God is able to help us in these areas. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me, please, first to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 10. Praise God. And so tomorrow night, everybody say tomorrow night. Say we're going to deal with that one thing. And I've found as I've taught and preached this across the country, other countries, people that have not been able to receive answers, for example, in healing, are getting it when they hear that message. Some, they've been chronically ill for years. Others, they were praying for their children. And in those meetings, before the meetings were over, the children would get saved. There is a key. Everybody say, there is a key. And we want to help you by ministering the Word of God to understand. So tomorrow night, I know it's Monday night, that's the best night. Praise God. You get through the first day of work, you need a little shot in the arm, and that's the ushers. They'll give you a nice shot in the arm. Amen. But if you'll be here tomorrow night, and then I'm going to pray for you. Let me ask it this way. How many of you that are here are either sick, battling disease, or taking a medication to maintain and get better? Let me see your hand. Either sick or disease. Hold it high. Wave it at me. That's over half the church. Well, I'm going to believe God by Wednesday night, nobody can lift your hand. Because there is a way out. And I've been doing this all year. My son and wife will tell you, everywhere we've gone. And I'm shocked. One church, almost every hand was up. I turned to the pastor, who's a good friend of mine. I said, how much do you preach and teach on healing? He said, well, very rarely. I said, there is the results of your ministry. Because the seed is in itself. It yields after its own kind. If you don't teach and preach on healing, don't be surprised if most of your church is sick. Because the devil didn't go out of business yet. But Christ is still moving. Can you say amen? So tomorrow night, we're going to deal with that one thing. Isaiah, the 10th chapter, if you have your Bible. I was in Tampa, Florida. And my wife wanted me to go get some kind of a soup, and I knew there was like a Chinese restaurant thing in the strip mall there in Brandon. So I went and got in line. I was going to get her some hot soup, whatever the name of it, wonton. Thank you, dear. And she likes wonton soup. I always get them to mix mine with egg drop. For those of you that have multiple personalities, let me tell you, it's a good meal. So I'm standing there, and an older woman comes over, I don't know what her age would be, and lays her head on my shoulder. I said, can I help you? She said, I've been sick for over 5 years. But she said, when I got in line and you stood in line, I started feeling better. And she said, I knew it was coming from you. I said, you did? Well, I said, you better get your head off my shoulder. And Donnie that works for us was with me. He's laughing. He thought it was funny. And so I finally got her to get her head off my shoulder. Then she put her arms around my waist. I said, do you want me to buy you supper? I was trying to, you know, butt her up a little bit to get rid of her. I wasn't in the spirit. But I think she was more than I knew. Now she's got her arms around me, and Donnie, he's cracking up. He said, wait till I tell your wife that you're picking up grandmothers. Well, she said, I don't know who you are, but the pain I've had for over 5 years just went out of my body. When she said that, the Holy Spirit kicked up in me, Brother Paul, and I knew then this was a divine appointment. And the Lord said to me, he said, pray for her to never be sick again. So I said, Donnie, stop your laughing and come over here. We're going to pray for her. And I said, get behind her. I think the power of God is good. Now, this is in the Brandon Mall, in the food court. And I laid hands on her, and I rebuked the spirit of infirmity that had been binding her. I rebuked it in the name of Jesus. And sure enough, she started to go down, and now Donnie's got to hold on to her. I don't have to hold her anymore. And when she got up, she said, I've never felt this good in my life. Who are you? And I told her I was a minister. I preached the gospel. And I explained to her about the healing anointing. Everybody say the healing anointing. There's an anointing that heals your body. Can you say amen? And she said, can I go home with you? I said, I don't think so. My wife wouldn't like it if I showed up at the hotel with another lady. Just kind of joking. And she almost cried. I don't want to leave you. And I told her about Brother Rodney's church a couple exits up. And I said, if you'll get in there, they'll teach you how to keep your healing, and they'll teach you about the anointing. And Donnie wrote down the address of the river there up on the next couple exits up from the mall. But I tucked that away, thought about that. Here's a stranger, complete stranger. I'm not there to minister. I'm there to buy my wife wonton soup. But something in the anointing drew her after many years of pain and problem to come over. And she wanted to, whether she knew it or not, she wanted to pull that anointing into her body to be made whole. Consciously, no, I don't believe she understood that. But in her spirit, the Bible says our spirit bears witness one with another. And sometimes you'll know something, but you don't know what you know, but you know it. And you don't know why you know it, but you know it. And that is the work of the powerful Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. Now in Isaiah 10, let me read this to you, and hopefully this will help us. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, and it shall come to pass. Everybody say, it shall come to pass. In that day, so there's a timing. Now, what did I minister this morning? There are times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. You need to understand, I need to understand, God has a day. God has a timing. There's a season of blessing that is constantly working every moment of our life. And it doesn't get weaker, it gets stronger. And I'll show you that in a moment. Can you say amen? That day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The ultimate purpose and the ultimate goal of the anointing of the Spirit of God, the moving of the Spirit, is to destroy everything that is trying to destroy you. A second story. There was a woman in our home church, Sister Sylvia Nicely. She went to heaven when she was in her mid-90s, late 90s. Sister Sylvia was never sick. You never found her name on the shut-in list or the prayer list. She was in church every time the doors opened. I don't care if it was the doxology. She'd get out in the aisle and dance. Little old lady, her hose would roll down below her knees. She wore her hair in a bun. But she come into Pentecost in the 20s, 1920 something, and she testified over and over I thank God that I'm not sick, and I've never been sick, and I'm not going to get sick. And you'd be surprised, all them religious spirits that would get mad at her. Who does she think she is? But she believed that if she could get into the house of God, where the anointing of God was moving, that it was enough to take care of every need that she had. One time she had my wife and I up to her house in an old mining camp, and somebody had given her 2 cans of tomato soup, and she lived on social insecurity, didn't have a lot of money. I couldn't believe how little her generation got paid, less than $200 or $300 a month. And she said, I knew when God blessed me with these 2 cans of Campbell's soup, I was supposed to have you and your wife up, and my granddaughter bought some cheese, and we're going to have grilled cheese and tomato soup. And on that fall day, you remember that, it was wonderful. But she started talking to my wife and I about the anointing. Sometimes the saints of God that have been in this thing for a while, they've learned some things that we that are younger need to know about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And one of the things that she mentioned, that when that woman down in Tampa came over and received, is what I want to put in your spirit tonight, and that is the fact that the anointing is tangible and that the anointing grows in your life. Can you say amen? Now, in the Old Testament, the prophet has died. Elisha now is dead, and he's laying in a grave, and a battle is raging. His bones have been tucked away in the earth, and as far as we know, his earthly ministry was over. But a soldier gets killed, and the soldier's body was thrown over onto where the grave of Elisha was. And the Bible says when that soldier's dead body hit where the bones of Elisha was, suddenly he revived and came to, and God raised him from the dead, which was the 16th miracle of the prophet Elisha, a double portion. Elijah had 8, but Elisha had 16, and the 16th was after he had died and gone to heaven, and the only thing left was his bones. I begin to meditate on that there was something in his bones that could raise a dead man who had been killed. Now, when you think of the anointing, the Bible says, as I read this morning from Acts 3, there are times of refreshing. Another translation says times when the presence of God or the anointing of God comes from heaven upon you. Everybody turn to your neighbor and say, the anointing comes on us. Say, the anointing comes on us. Do you believe that? Times of refreshing. Now, when that anointing comes, the Bible says God is eternal in his habitation. Isn't that right? Wherever God's Spirit is, it's eternally there, and it never leaves. Everybody say, God is eternal in his habitation. Then Paul said in Corinthians, know ye not that your body is the temple, or the dwelling place, one translation says, of the Holy Ghost. Your natural body is where the mighty power of the Holy Ghost comes and lives in. Now, if God is eternal in his habitation, oh, lift your hands. I feel this right now. Amen. Somebody shout, eternal in his habitation. Say, he never leaves me, never forsakes me. He's always with me. He goes with me wherever I go. And the anointing shall not leave me, but the anointing shall stay in me and upon me. If you believe that, lift both your hands now and thank God that it is eternal. So when the anointing comes in you and upon you, it never leaves you. But it begins to build up layer upon layer upon layer. We should get stronger and stronger and stronger. The older I get, I can feel the working of God where my flesh seems to be weaker, but the anointing is stronger. The flesh wars against the spirit. That's why it's important to fast and pray. you put your flesh under. Fasting doesn't change God. He's the same always. He'll be the same before you fast, while you're fasting, and when you're done fasting. But thank God, He's working in us a greater work. Oh, hallelujah. I can't tell you how happy that makes me feel tonight, that a greater work is in my body because of the faithfulness of the moving of the Spirit of God. The world doesn't understand it. Even some Christians don't understand it. But if you can get understanding in this area and begin to work on that anointing and let that anointing grow and begin to cater to the moving of the Spirit, every time a visitation comes, every time a time of refreshing comes, it will stay in your spirit, man, and the substance of it, it'll even get in your bones. Mark 5, a precious lady was bleeding to death. She'd gone to many physicians of her day. But the Bible says, and these are key words, when she heard of Jesus. When she heard of Jesus, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I know I shall be made whole. How, when this was the first time, according to the scripture, she heard of the Lord, did she know that she could touch him and he would touch her? Our spirit, everybody point like this, say, my spirit knows things that my head doesn't know yet. Say it again, my spirit knows things that my head doesn't know yet. And so even though her natural mind did not perceive it, her spirit understood it. If I can touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And the Bible says she came in the press behind him, and she reached out and touched his clothes. Now Jesus tells us the rest of the story. Jesus, the word of God declares, he turned himself about and said, who hath touched me? And the disciples said, Master, you see this whole crowd? And you ask who's touched you? Wow, there's all kinds of people here. No, Jesus said, someone has touched me. For virtue, everybody say virtue. Say power. The anointing. See, these are interchangeable, these words. The virtue, the power, the anointing went out of Jesus into her. Then Jesus saw her in whom this thing was done. Everybody say it was done. So in other words, it entered into her and accomplished what she needed to be done. Now, if Jesus himself did not know in his earthly ministry who pulled that anointing and the anointing made her whole, then you can see that she moved Jesus and Jesus didn't move her. She pulled on the anointing first. And Jesus didn't even recognize it until he said, I felt virtue go out of my body. I felt power. I felt the anointing. And then he saw her in whom this thing was done. Can you say amen? And he called her to him. And he said, woman, great is thy faith. Thy faith hath made thee whole. You have the ability to pull on the anointing of Jesus yourself. Sometimes we think we need a preacher. We think we need an evangelist, we need a teacher, we need our friend, we need someone to agree with us. But we got to get to the point where we understand we can pull on that anointing ourselves. If we're the only one there and we're by ourselves, that visitation, that time of refreshing can come from God into our bodies and into our spirits, and it will not leave us, but it will build up in us. In Acts 19, the Apostle Paul was in Ephesus. There were so many people getting touched, and he couldn't get to all of them. So he took handkerchiefs or aprons from his body, and he sent them to the sick, the diseased, and those that had devils. And they that were sick, the Bible said, were healed. And then the Bible says, and the devils went out of them. See, over the years, I've begun to learn that this anointing can pull down strongholds just because you show up. When you show up, the kingdom of God is in you. Can you say amen? Man, I feel this. Glory to God. My wife and I went into a restaurant. What do they call it? Swiss Chalet, where they sell those dead chickens. And she and I went in. And a man in a three-piece suit was sitting here to my right. My wife and I walked in. And he fell out of his seat onto the floor and started screaming and yelling. You remember that? And the nurse, no, not the nurse. What do you call him? Waitress. The waitress. Whatever. The waitress got afraid and ran into the kitchen. I was more concerned about her than him because I knew what his problem was. It was a devil coming out. And I'd just come out of church. Bonnie and I were feeling good. We felt the wonderful anointing of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something, even the devils feel the anointing. Sometimes when people act up and yell at you and carry on, they're full of the devil. They sense the anointing in you. So I said to my wife, excuse me, I'm going to go in the kitchen and minister to her. And I went in. She's crying and shaking. She says, he comes here every Sunday, but he's never done that before. I said, that's all right. I've never been here before. That's what I told her. She looked at me. What do you mean you've never been here before? I said, well, I'm a preacher. And I just finished ministering. And the anointing of the Spirit of God is on me. I didn't care if she understood or not. I'm just telling it to her. And I said, the anointing in me is greater than the devil in him. I said, but so you won't be afraid. I'm going to go out and cast the devil out. She looked at me. So I left the kitchen at Swiss Chalet and I went out. I didn't make a big deal. I just knelt down. The mother's, you know, rubbing his wrist and the father's waving a napkin to get him for fresh air. And the dear parents are upset. And I said, I know what his problem is. I'm going to help him. And I leaned over and I said, you devil, in the name of Jesus, come out of him. And with a yell, with a scream, the devil came out and the man sat up and he said, where am I? It had literally taken him over. Now, I don't know what his problem was, but the thing I'm trying to tell you, the anointing of the Spirit in you will cause manifestations around you. And we need to understand that. We need to cultivate that. And we need to yield to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now the Bible says in Acts again, and that by the hands of Paul, God worked special miracles. Isn't it enough that God can work miracles? But he's also got special ones, customized just for you. The anointing. Now cloth doesn't heal. We all have cloth on. Right? He prayed over cloths and aprons. But cloth doesn't heal. If it did, you'd all be healed tonight. It's what gets in the cloth. Can you say amen? Amen. That lady got chilly. She put a prayer cloth around her shoulders. Amen. One time I was in a church where they used to throw cloths on people so you didn't see their legs, and it landed on the woman's face, and I said to the lady throwing it, that was a perfect shot. God knew what that lady needed covered up. Just seeing if you're still there. If I can get you mad, I can get you glad. Cloth. So it's tangible. It got into the material. There's a materiality to the anointing. What was in the bones of the prophet was all those anointings he operated in, and it built up. And it built up, and it built up, until it could raise a man from the dead, even though the only thing left was the bones, the tangibility, the materiality of the anointing was in the prophet's bones. We need to understand that God has given us a great treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of ourselves. I'm aware when I'm done ministering many times of the anointing getting in my body. And staying on me 2, 3, 4 days. And getting stronger and stronger as I get older. I'm aware of that. But God has helped me to understand. We got to learn how to yield to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we yield by dancing before God. Just take off and cut a rug. I mean. Woo! Dancing before the Lord. Yielding to the Holy Ghost. I started this year It's been some years since I've seen the Lord in a manifestation of His presence. But we started, where's Hans Hesse's church at? Elizabeth City, North Carolina, right? And on Monday night, I was standing in the pulpit. And I saw with my eyes a big cloud start rolling out of the back of the auditorium, coming towards me. I hadn't seen that in a long time. So I grabbed the pulpit. I started feeling weak. I hadn't seen that manifestation since October of 2006 at Zion Bible Institute at the temple. So I'm trying, Brother Allman, everything I can to stay up. I'm staggering like a drunk man. And I look over at Brother Hans, and I see him. I saw his eyes, and I said, "You see something?" Yeah, he said, "I see a cloud coming in the auditorium." Pastor saw it too. And afterwards, we found out several other people saw it. The glory, the anointing of God began to come into that auditorium. My son was there. I don't remember how, but next thing we know, the altar was filled with people getting saved. From about the third row back, I couldn't see the people because they were in a cloud, like a fog. But I saw the altar as people were getting delivered and set free. And I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, "Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost." And so we started yielding, and then people started getting healed one after another. Some that had been in their condition over 20 some years, the Lord healed them when that anointing came in. You see, there's a lot of things you can do, but understanding the anointing and knowing how to yield to it produces the greatest results. And so it's not about a set message or sermon. It's not about a schedule. It's not about a printout. We'll sing this song. We'll read this poem. We'll do this thing. But instead, it's getting the mind of God, not only in a church meeting, but in your personal life, that when you wake up in the morning, you are aware of the fact that mighty anointing's in you, and there's more coming. There's another time of refreshing coming, and it's going to build up in you, and it'll get in your bones, and it'll get in your spirit. Come on, say hallelujah with me. There's a materiality. There is a substance to the anointing. We need to understand these things more as we get towards the end, because the devil's crowd, they've got their signs and wonders that are false. I had a psychic come and say, "I got a word for you." I said, "I got one for you." I didn't let them speak over me anything. And I just started saying what I saw and what I believed, and they ran off. They were done. Because the true anointing, the devil can't stand in the presence of the anointing. Lately, this last few months where these demon possessed are manifested in the meeting, I don't even stop and deal with it. I just increase the anointing, Lord. Increase the anointing. Increase the anointing. Let the power of God get stronger and stronger. Let me grow smaller and smaller. Let my flesh be put under the blood of Jesus. But let the Holy Ghost come up in my spirit, man, until whatever is needed for this person or that person is met by the wonderful moving of the Spirit. I know to some of you I'm talking some strange things, but I'm telling you, we're living in the day of the latter rain, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and we need to understand every refreshing brings a substance, and that substance gets in you. It gets in your hair, gets in your body, gets in your bones, it gets in you, and it's not going anywhere. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. There's a girl who works in our office. She grows her hair long, then sells it. And they give it to cancer, people with cancer. And she had an interesting story. They cut her hair, and they gave it to a woman. And the woman's cancer went into remission, is what the doctor said. But I thought, what if when Melinda did that, the anointing that was in her hair got on the body of the woman that was dying of stage 4 cancer, so that now they say she's in remission. I tell you, there's more to this anointing than what we've believed for. There's more to this anointing than what we understand. Are you listening to me? I still pray over my food. I never send my food back. I don't care if the steak needed Band-Aids. I keep, once it's blessed, I'm not sending the blessing back. I've never rejected the blessing. I've been around some Christians who'll give, not nurses, but waitresses a hard time. Take this back. And then they say, take it off my bill. Take it off my bill. Who do you think you are? The governor? Your last name's not Cuomo. See, some people think they're entitled to privileges that the Bible doesn't say belong to us. And when you walk in the anointing, how do you know that person doesn't know through a mother, an aunt, a brother, a sister, a father, that you go to this church and that you believe in the anointing, the power of the Holy Ghost? We got to walk in love no matter whether we feel it or not, whether we believe it or not, because it enhances the anointing of the Holy Ghost in our body. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I don't need less of God. I need more of God. Praise God. And so there's a tangibility to the anointing. Now the Bible says because of that anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. Which means there are degrees of the anointing. Jesus taught us that in Mark's gospel. The disciples said, how come we couldn't cast the devil out? Jesus said, he marveled at their unbelief. And then he said, howbeit this kind cometh not forth but by prayer and fasting. Literally, our prayers increase the degree of anointing to minister and fastings. I saw a guy come to me in Philadelphia. You remember this, honey? He said, big fella, he's about 300 pounds. I used to be 356, but I'm not anymore. I've lost 157 pounds now. Someone said, where did it go? Straight to hell where it belonged. Amen. There's a fat devil running around hell tonight. Glory, 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 glory. The Lord let me see it in January of this year. Whew, glory. Pate mondoso pedindigi ha. Hallelujah. Roshi ke mazande lebihi. For these are the last days, and the anointing shall increase and be poured out upon all flesh. Hallelujah. 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 Casa manda king de bando riande he. Hora ba 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 ha. See, that was the devil attacking your mind. You understand what I'm saying to you? And those feelings and so forth, you said, I wonder if there's something wrong. Right? Not anything's wrong. You shall be whole tonight. The power of God goes in you. And your heart is made strong by the power of God. That was the thoughts. The devil's trying to tell you something wrong with your heart. Isn't that right? Glory. Someone say glory.
Glory.
I tell people more people get healed by accident in our meetings than any other way. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. See, the Lord will ask you, what are you going to do with it? Say, what are you going to do with these things at night when you're in your bed and you see yourself doing things in the house of God? We call that a visitation. What are you going to do with it? Whew, hallelujah. Well, the Lord will lead you perfectly, and you shall increase in the anointing. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name. Every time the doors of this house of God are open, if you want to increase in the anointing, make sure you're here physically. Someone said, I watch it online. I've watched meetings online. You don't get the same strength. You get the information, but when you're actually in the meeting, it's different. Are you hearing me? Someone said, well, our church, we're not online. Don't worry about it. If you go on, you'll be fine. If you don't, you'll still be fine. Forsake not the assembling of yourself, so much the more as you see the end approaching. We need to get people out under the anointing. I was in a meeting down in Norfolk, Virginia. They brought that woman from the hospital. You remember, dear? They had her 17 weeks and couldn't get her well. Tumor. The power of God hit her. She She was about where Paul's sitting. Paul, about three seats over. All of a sudden, you remember she went backwards over the pew. Something picked her up and she went over backwards, and she was an older woman. Someone said, what does that mean? I'm never going to say. But anyhow, she was an older woman. She went over backwards, head first backwards, and landed in the lap of a man who we found out later was visiting and a little bit drunk. And he thought the Lord had given him a woman. I love the meetings that we get to hold. You never know what's going to happen. So he's stroking her hair. I said, get your hands off her hair, man. And the son was there. You remember that? And she's staggering. He picks her up and takes her out. He comes running back, what, 4 or 5 minutes later. He said the tumor just came out of her. She passed the tumor. Do you want me to get a jar and bring it out and show the people? I said, no, flush the thing, brother. Amen. I'm not into putting tumors in a jar. Just flush the thing. And after 17 weeks and told she'd die, and they let her go home at Christmas, and I don't normally hold meetings that close to Christmas, but there was an anointing that drove the tumor out of her body, and she was made alive by the power of God and got in that church and served the Lord. I'm telling you, I've watched it over the years. When you least expect it, the anointing has a consequence, an ability to do something in you, so we need to yield to the Spirit of God. We need to say, Jesus, I thank you. You've brought me thus far, but you've not forsaken me. You're not going to turn your back on me, but the anointing is going to keep me from this day and every day. And it begins to build up the materiality, the tangibility of that anointing that was in the cloth, that was in the hem of Jesus' garment. It is now in your body, the temple of the Holy Ghost, and is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. And I believe before this meeting's over, every sickness has got to go. Every disease has got to go. Every trouble's got to go. Every problem's got to go, because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Clap your hands and rejoice. Woo! I feel that. Somebody say, yield to the Holy Ghost. Say, yield to the Holy Ghost. Glory. Glory to God. They brought my wife's cousin Hazel into a meeting on a stretcher. Why had she lost her ability to walk? I can't remember. Was it a stroke from diabetes or something like that? Huh? Neuropathy, then she couldn't walk. My wife's cousin came into a meeting. That was one in October 2006 when I saw the glory come in the temple there at Zion. All of a sudden, Hazel jumped up and took off running. Once that glory, that anointing hit her body, she come off that stretcher, off that cot, and begin to run for the glory of God. And God instantly healed her of neuropathy and being crippled from a sugar stroke. Are you listening to me? You're too late to tell me it doesn't work. I've seen it work year after year and night after night and week after week. I'm just trying to encourage you to yield to the Holy Ghost tonight. Begin to say, Lord, have your way in me. Begin to pull on the anointing. Begin to reach up with your faith and say, I'm going to get exactly what I have need of, and the devil's not going to keep me from the anointing that God has provided for me. Thank God for it. It will destroy every yoke, and the greater the strength, the greater the destruction of the enemy's kingdom. So over the years, I've learned to yield to it. My wife and I, was Teddy and Megan with us in Tobago, that island? And the Lord showed me, he said, all these people on the main field, there's over 50 or 60 demon possessed. Do you remember that? And the Lord said, I'm going to show you how to release the anointing to cast the devil out of all of them. And I thought, but my family's sitting in the front. Funny the thoughts you have. I want the devils out, but Lord, I want my family delivered first from the front row. But the Lord said, do it now. So I did it. And I pointed to that crowd. You remember this. Teddy, I don't know if you were old enough. And I commanded the demons to come out, and half the field fell on the ground and began to writhe, and the devils came out of them. You remember that? But I had no fear. I tell you, God showed me his protective power. My wife stands up and turns and lifts her little bony hand, and she's just believing God. All the devils come out. Teddy, I think he was playing Nintendo. I don't know what he was doing. But anyhow, they were all playing. He was 4 years old. 4 years old. And the preachers, I heard them behind me, Brother Cortnell and different ones, they said, we've never seen anything like this. And all the preachers left the platform. I was praying they weren't going home. But they all ran out onto the field and watched as Jesus, by his mighty power and by the anointing, delivered every one of those people with devils. By the end of the night, the anointing had grown. I saw a lady signing to the deaf. They told me the deaf school of Trinidad and Tobago was in the meeting. I said, bring them on the platform. And that night, God opened the deaf ears of every student of the deaf school in Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, the anointing just kept getting stronger and stronger. You're not looking at somebody that just started doing this. The Lord has had me doing this for many years, but I feel like there's an understanding that's coming in me like I've never had before to build up the anointing on the inside of me. I feel like I need to pray more, seek the face of God more, and believe in God that that anointing will increase in my body and in my spirit and in my life. Hallelujah. How many of you want God to put more in you than what you've got now? It's like going to the gas station and filling up, and you say, I'm going to be all right. I'm on full. Hallelujah. F does not necessarily mean foolishness, and you trust God on fumes. F doesn't stand for fumes. It stands for full. And God wants us to be filled with the Holy Ghost in this last hour and learn how the degrees of this anointing will help the people and help us in Jesus' name. I prayed in Atlanta for a girl that had a tumor, and it was in her arm and somehow into the ganglia and crippled in her hand. And I went to pray. God's our witness. That tumor moved when I went to put my hands in one place on her arm. It moved. I said to her, did you see that? That tumor moved. She said, yeah. So now it was up on this side of the arm. I went to lay hands, it moved down. It was like that tumor couldn't stay still. You remember this, Bonnie? My wife has helped me pray for the people. So I figured the third time I'm going to squash it like a bug. So I grabbed a hold of her upper arm. Bonnie's holding her fingers and hand. And I slapped that tumor, and it started to move under my hand and then disappeared. And it was gone. There's something in this anointing. We don't even understand it. But I tell you, even tumors won't sit still when the anointing comes on somebody's body. Are you listening to me? There's somebody here tonight. You have fibroid tumors in your body. And when we lay hands on the people, you're going to be made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, lift your hands and begin to pull down on that anointing. Say, tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Somebody shout, tonight is my night. Praise God. I said, praise God. There are degrees to the anointing. Otherwise, why did Jesus say to the disciples, this kind doesn't come forth unless you do this to increase the anointing to drive the devil out? We have our responsibility, and there's God's part. But ultimately, it's to touch every man and woman. God wants you touched by his power. Lift your hands as Teddy comes back to the keyboard, our drummer, our musicians. Praise God. I said, praise God. Whew. Just begin to pull on that anointing. It's for you tonight. It's for you tonight. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Sir, could you let me pray for you tonight? May I pray for you? Come. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Praise God. You remember that song, Teddy, the anointing of the Lord? Breaks the yoke of bondage. The anointing. Come on, brother. Sing it one time. If you don't know it, learn it. It's it.
Come here, son.
Oh, you want to take your shoes off? Nothing wrong with that. God bless you. Everybody lift your hand. Get ready to receive. We'll pray for everybody tonight.
The anointing of the Lord.
Yes.
Breaks the yoke of bondage.
The anointing.
The anointing of the Lord.
Sets
the captives free.
The anointing of the Lord
brings rivers
in my desert. That anointing is raining
on me. That anointing,
glory,
is raining on me.
And I feel it. Sing it again, everybody. The anointing of the Lord
breaks the yoke of bondage. The anointing of the Lord sets the captives free. The anointing of the Lord brings rivers in the desert. That anointing,
praise God,
is raining on me.
On me. That anointing is raining on me. Everybody stretch your hand to this nice man. Sir, I don't think I've ever met you. So this will be the first time. God's going to heal your body tonight. How did you hear the meetings? Do you go to church here? Your wife. You've been battling in your body what some would call a weakness. Sometimes you feel like you could whip the world. Other times this feeling comes over you and it makes you feel weak. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Doesn't make any difference what it is as long as you get healed.
Yep.
This miracle from Jesus is to convince you, like never before, to serve the Lord. You understand that?
Yes.
You've struggled. You had a business partner that tried to rip you off when you were working in a particular place. They did you damage.
Yes, sir.
And it really made you feel discouraged.
Yep.
I worked so hard and they're trying to steal my blessing. But that wasn't Jesus. That was the devil. You understand that? When you were a boy, you battled a particular problem when you were young. And it seemed like that infection and sickness just was trying to take you out. And I think this woman's your mama, I see in the vision. She did everything to make you feel better.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Now, at this stage, that thing's trying to come back on you. You understand that? You've even had the thoughts. This was like when I was young. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to break it by the anointing. You shall be healed. Especially in your bloodstream, which is where the last virus attack was. Isn't that right? The difference is now in your chest area, in your heart, you feel some kind of a shaking and a racing. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
But it makes no difference what this is, does it? Because you're going to be healed tonight and stay healed.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good so far?
Yeah.
See, God is working a path to his healing by the gift of the Spirit called the Word of Knowledge. It's a word of revelation. I've taught for years. In fact, I think I brought with me the newest series on how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. It's not just about the gifts, it's how to operate in them. Brand new. First teaching, the camels are coming. You need that. Ministering spiritual gifts. How do you minister? Companion gifts. What gifts work together? How you can receive the gifts of the Spirit. This is brand new. And for some reason, Paul, I feel I'm supposed to give this to you at this season in your life. And Brother Jamie, there'll be one for your family too. In Jesus' name. Your dad and I, we feel like we've arrived. We don't need anybody's CDs anymore. Hey, I listen to my own preaching. What do you think keeps me safe? Isn't this wonderful that the Lord loves you?
Yes.
Then back here in your back, in the lower back, there's the beginning of a deterioration.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. You feel that? Hope I can stand up till I'm done. you shall not lose these discs, and you shall not have any problem. Now, again, what difference does it make what the attack is as long as you get healed? Do you have glasses? So your eyes are perfect. They're not, are they?
No.
And even your eyes are going to get better. This eye here is worse than that one. Sometimes it gets blurred. And in the morning you pull on it to try to make it see better.
Yes.
All right, the vision's done. Healing's coming to you. This is your pathway to healing. Look me right in the eyes. You know I don't know you. How would I know things from when you were a child? How would I know things that you've been going through business-wise? How would I know these things that you're dealing with? In the name of Jesus, I take authority over leukemia. Oh, come out of his body. Ooh, in the name of Jesus, your blood shall be whole. Bend over, you'll see your back is released. You won't feel it pull like you have. Test it out. Do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. It's gone, isn't it? I command it never to come back. Come on, sing it, Teddy. The anointing of the Lord
breaks the yoke of bondage.
Lift your hands with this man. God has touched him.
Sets the captive free.
The anointing of the Lord brings rivers in the desert. That anointing is raining on me. That anointing is raining on me. Sir, can I pray for your wife now? Wife, come on down with your husband. Come on. You can bring the little girl. We don't want her feeling like she got left behind. The anointing of the Lord breaks the yoke of bondage. The anointing of the Lord sets the captive free. The anointing of the Lord brings rivers in the desert. That anointing is raining on me. Come on, sing it, church. That anointing is raining. Now, little lady, when I prayed for your husband, the anointing went out of me into him. And, sir, you're going to see no more problems with the beating of the heart, this weakness that comes, and you never know when it is. The other day you thought you were going to have to pull the car over as you were driving home. Isn't that right? And I see that in the vision, or I saw it. It's lifted. You're healed. That was your pathway to healing. Now God's going to touch your wife. Praise God. Look at me, little lady. I haven't spoken to you either. But because you got your husband here, God has healed him of something that could have become even worse. Now God's going to touch you. You believe it? Hold your glasses in your hand. I won't mess them up. You have two conditions in your body that you've been dealing with. Recently, in the bottom of your feet, you've been feeling a numbness and a tingling. Isn't that right?
Yes.
When I pray for you, God's going to heal you of the beginning of sugar. Diabetes will go. Are you aware that you've been battling your sugar?
Yes.
You've been to a doctor? Now you're going to come to Dr. Jesus.
Yes.
A second opinion. His opinion counts more than the first.
Yes.
And so you'll not have neuropathy and your feet should be healed. Then your eyes begin to get worse even though you have glasses. You begin to notice that glasses weren't working right.
Yes.
Especially when you look up close.
Yes.
True? They shall be healed tonight. Second condition, your blood pressure shall stay normal. The other day, your blood pressure spiked. Isn't that right?
Yes.
It's 170 something over like 110, right around that range.
Yes.
And I know it in my spirit. So far, so good. He's not going to miss one thing, is he? Heal. Heal the woman, diabetes, go out of her body. I bind the spirit of infirmity. Cast it out in Jesus' name. Command it to go and never come back. Blood pressure, stay normal. Heart beat perfect. And the numbness and tingling in the bottom of your feet to be healed. Jesus' name. Your little baby, I command her to sleep at night and not be tormented. Screaming for help. is. She wants you in there. The spirit that came on the child, I command to go. Never come back. There it goes. Now this is a blessed family. Someone say a healed family. Come on, lift your hands, sing it again,
the
Teddy.
The blessing of the Lord breaks the yoke of bondage. The anointing of the Lord sets the
lift your hand and begin to receive it. Receive it, receive it.
The anointing of the Lord
brings rivers
in the desert.
Oh, that anointing is raining on me. Thank God.
That anointing is raining.
Everybody sing it one more time before we pray for you. Come on.
The anointing of the Lord breaks the yoke of bondage. The anointing of the Lord sets the captive free.
The anointing of the Lord
brings rivers in the desert. That anointing is raining on me. That anointing is raining on me.
Precious Jesus, lift your voice and begin to call the fire of God down on your spirit. Begin to call the fire of God down in your spirit and the anointing to increase. Increase, increase, increase. Hallelujah. Is raining on me. Oh Lord, that anointing is raining on me. Come on, pull it down. It's getting thicker in here, stronger, stronger. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss this time with God. God is healing people right now. God is encouraging people right now. Jesus. Jesus. I've entered in to the glory. I've entered in to the glory. And God's Holy Spirit is touching me right now. I've entered in to the glory. Yes, I've entered in to the glory. And God's Holy Spirit is touching me right now. Right now. I feel the glory right now. I feel the glory for God's Holy Spirit is touching me right now. The anointing of the Lord breaks the yoke of bondage. Sing it, folks. The anointing of the Lord sets the captives free. Right now, God is bringing freedom.
The anointing of the Lord
brings
rivers in the desert. That anointing
is raining
on me.
Oh, that anointing is raining on me. For a moment, every head is bowed, and I just feel to say this by the Holy Spirit. There are many of you that are here. You love God. You're doing everything you know to walk in the ways of the Lord. there's some of you, there seems to be one thing that keeps hindering you. To some, it's disobedience. You know to do right, but you're not doing it. To others, it's perhaps just one sin that you've allowed. You know you have, but you want God to set you free that the anointing might increase in your life. I want every one of you that will answer to either one of those two things. Disobedience, but you know you got to get it right. Or sin, and you got to get rid of it. You're dealing with it. I want you to stand on your feet right where you're sitting. You that can answer either one of these two things. Stand right now. Stand right now. Get ready for the Holy Spirit to deliver you and set you free. Get on your feet. You say, that's it? I won't disobey God, and I'm not going to let this thing bind me. With your faith released, get out of your seat. Come down here and stand with me. Do it right now. Sing it as they come dead. The anointing of the Lord breaks the yoke. Come right on over. Come on. The anointing of the Lord sets the captive free. The anointing of the Lord
brings rivers
in the desert. And anointing is raining on me. That anointing is raining
on me.
Sing it again, Ted. Everybody that you feel God talking to you, come on, come on.
Breaks the yoke of bondage. The anointing of the Lord sets the captives free.
Well, the anointing of the Lord
brings rivers
in the desert. That anointing is raining
on me. That anointing
is raining
on me.
Do you realize how important that you are to God? Think about it. I didn't call a lot of people out, but look at how accurately God knew their need. I didn't know them. Now, you're either going to admit one of two things. There is a God in heaven, the Bible says in the book of Daniel, who reveals the secret things. Amen. You've been strong your whole life. Now the devil's trying to attack you in your body. And you feel like maybe there's something I've done wrong. I can't get healed. You're going to be healed tonight. One of the things I see God healing is your liver, making you whole. And some of this virus and junk that's trying to get in you is going out tonight. You believe that, sir? And that's why you're here tonight. You need something from the Lord. Also in your family, what you've been asking God to do among children and family. Tonight, you and I are going to set our faith in agreement. There is coming a change. But if you hadn't been here, you couldn't receive this particular anointing for your family and for yourself. But because you're here, it now goes in you. It'll never come out of you. And whatever you need to make right with God, this is make ready time. And when you leave this church tonight, you'll have made everything right between you and the Savior. How many of you have come tonight to say, I'm going to get it right between me and the Lord? Then pray this out loud with me. Say, dear Jesus, tonight is my night. I refuse to allow the enemy to destroy my soul. But I made up my mind. I'm going to receive everything that God has for me. I turn from disobedience. I turn from sin. And I turn to God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I confess with my mouth, Father, I believe you raised Jesus from the dead just for me. And tonight is my night. Never again will the devil trick me out of my blessing. But from this night forward, I will serve the Lord. Everybody lift your hands and thank God with them. I will serve the Lord. Say it again. I will serve the Lord. Lift both your hands and thank God it's done. Father, it's done. Father, it's done. Father, it is done. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. How many of you that are at this altar right now, This is not your church, but tonight you meant business with God and you say, I want the prayers of the people. Lift your hand. You don't go here, but you may be visiting, but never again. Now you're welcome. Lift your hand and hold it high. Praise God. You see my brother over here? One time he took me down to the State House in Albany to pray over everybody. We had a time. Lift your hands so they can see who I'm talking about. I want you to go over there where he's at. I want you to leave me your name and how I can pray for you so that you'll know we're praying for you by name in this church. Is that all right? And my advice to you is get back here again. This is where God met you. You need to get in here and be blessed. But everyone that will, you don't go to this church, turn to your left, my right, and walk over to this side of the altar. Do it right now. Sing something, Teddy, as you're going. That's it. Then you can come and get back.
Oh, yes, it's mine. And now I hope the angels sing the story.
Well, a sinner
has come home.
Oh, there's a new name written down in glory. Oh, Lord, it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, bound for heaven, never, never more to roam. Well, there's a new name. Sing, son.
Down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And now I know the angels sing the story.
A sinner has
come home.
Well, well, there's a new name.
Fitted down in glory.
Oh, and it's mine.
It's mine.
With my sins forgiven,
I am bound forever, never more to know. New name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine.
And the wide road angels sing the story. A sinner. A new name
written down in glory.
Oh, and it's mine, mine, mine.
Oh, yes, it's mine.
Everybody stand, we're gonna pray.
With my sins forgiven, I'm bound forever, evermore to roam.
Well, I was once a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from the Lord. It was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. Well, there's a new name
written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And now I know the angels sing the story.
Well, a sinner. Turn and stretch your right hand towards these men and women. We love them. Pray this out loud. Dear Jesus, thank you for these souls. We claim everyone for heaven and God. Give them holy desires to pray, read your word, to get into this house of God. Fill every one of them with the Holy Ghost. And I believe, as a result of this prayer, I will see them in heaven someday. If you believe that, lift both your hands and thank God for answering your prayer. Lift your hand and thank God for answering your prayer. Somebody shout, it's done, done, done. Done. Hallelujah. Now, before you leave tonight, I'm going to pray for everybody. This anointing has come on me. I've never seen it fail. If you brag on Jesus and talk about the anointing, it'll come on you and in you. I got some ushers. We just pray they don't go down. But beginning tonight, there will be degrees of the anointing that will increase in you. How many believe what I preach tonight? This lady on oxygen, the Lord shows me one lung is smaller than the other. You know that, don't you, from the doctor. Come up here. God's going to heal both your lungs. Whoa. They've told you one lung's smaller than the other. And when you, is there some kind of machine or something you breathe into to be tested? Now, actually, it's your heart that's going to be touched tonight. Heart and lungs. Amen. Did you ever have a heart attack? So this would have to do more with circulation and the atrophy of the lung power going down. Did you ever smoke years ago? I know in my spirit part of it's related to that, but it doesn't make any difference. God's going to clear it out. And it's going to go. Lift your hands. I'm sorry I didn't hear everything you said, but it's okay. God knows. I release the healing anointing into your body. Your blood circulation shall increase. Now, all of those little, you heard me say earlier, fibroid tumors were being healed tonight. Did you hear me say it?
That's what.
No kidding. That's why I called you up. I knew it back when I said it and looked at you. So I already knew you're healed of it. Ho! Come out of her body in the name of Jesus. Feel that? That's the power of God. I bind the spirit of infirmity. Tumors shall not stay. The other lungs shall get to the normal size. Both lungs shall be healed. Are you pretty much on this 24/7? So it's been a while since you've... How long have you been using this? 5 years. That's 60 months too long. Take it out of your nose a minute. I'm going to show you what your faith just did. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take another deep breath. Let it out. Notice it's not paining you right in here, is it? That's the sign to you you're healed. Take another deep breath. Let it out. Teddy, for this beautiful lady, sing a little song for her. I got just what I wanted.
Well, I got just what I wanted.
The tumors shall never come back.
I got just what I wanted from the Lord.
She's dancing.
I got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted.
Pull it down. Pull it down. Take another deep breath.
I got just what I'm wanting. Got just what I'm wanting.
Ho! Someone say God has touched you.
Got just what I'm wanting. Got just what I'm wanting. I got just what I'm wanting from the Lord.
Well, I got it. I got it. Something about this Holy Ghost, I can't explain him, but I've got him. Yes, I've got him. Well, I've got it. I've got it.
Yes, I've got it. Yes, I've got it. Something about the Holy Ghost, I can't explain it, but I got it.
Got him in my feet.
Got him in my walk.
Oh,
got him in my talk.
Well,
got him in my head.
I've got it.
Got him in my feet.
Well,
got him in my walk. Got him in my talk.
I got it all over me. Now watch this. If you would have tried to climb stairs, you would have been breathless.
Yeah.
I saw you smiling when you took the last deep breath. The pain's gone.
Yes.
I believe those tumors are gone. Watch this. Come right on up. Come right on down. I see one more thing. In one of your ankles, arthritis has tried to set up.
Yes.
Isn't that right? Watch this. If God can take the fibroid tumors out of your lungs, He can take arthritis out. Jesus. Jesus. I command the spirit of infirmity called arthritis. Come out of her ankles. Christ, sleep. Never come back. Now check your ankles. You'll see that stiffness is gone. Do what you couldn't do. Loosen, didn't it? Jesus did it. Somebody shout yes. Go ahead. Walk on down. She's dancing. Dancing. Well, something about the Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it, but I got it. Well, I got it.
Come on, clap your hands. Play it, son. Stir it up. The fire of God. Stir it up. Clap your hands. Play it, son. Drive the devil out. Mandala bando pura paha. One more time, sing. I've done it.
I got it. Yes, I've got it. I got it. Something about the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it.
Clap your hands back to your seat and sing it. I've got it. Your seat. Hallelujah. I'm not done. I'm going to pray for everybody. Come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands. One last time. Come on, say, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. Lord, I've got it. Something about the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I've got it. How many believe you have Him? Lift your hands and ask God to stir it up before I pray for you. Stir me up, Lord. Stir up the Spirit in me.